This is Radio X.
Listen Again is powered by the ultimate driving machine, BMW.
BMW.
Diplomatic and military sales for Belgium and Luxembourg.
Radio X. The world at play. At play.
Hello and welcome. This is Andy Lawson. I'm back with everything that you need to know from the world of sport. Before the end of the episode, we'll take a look at what's to come in the sporting diary. We'll take a look at one of the biggest and richest football leagues, which returns this weekend. First, recent news and in the Olympics. Already we've seen some records being created in the first few days in Rio. This including Britain's Adam Peaty. He broke the 100-metre breaststroke record during Sunday's action and won the nation's first gold medal in the process. After the weekend's action, the USA led the medals table with 3 golds, 5 silver and 4 bronze. It's been decided that Russian athletes will be banned from the Paralympics in Rio, this following on from the country's doping scandal. And in American football, the National Football League had to cancel its Hall of Fame game on Sunday evening due to poor field conditions. It's a cancellation of a pre-season game that's of great embarrassment to the league, and it's supposed to be part of a showpiece to induct new members to their elite Hall of Fame. So this coming weekend, we see the return of one of the most high-profile football leagues, this, the English Premier League. Now, following on from last season's shock title win by the unfancied Leicester City, all eyes are going to be on them to find out whether they can repeat the feat and become champions 2 seasons in a row. Now, on the surface, it looks like that's going to be a tall order, made more difficult by losing the hugely influential N'Golo Kante. He is now a Chelsea player, though it's hoped by the fans that names such as Ahmed Musa, who came in from CSKA Moscow, and Bartosz Kapustka, coming in from Polish football, well, the hope is that they can help cement their place at the top alongside some other signings. Now, on Sunday, Leicester took part in the Community Shield game, this against Manchester United, in the end losing 2-1 to United. Now, of United themselves, well, coming into the season, looking for a huge improvement following on from last season's fifth-placed finish. In the game on Sunday, acquisition Zlatan Ibrahimovic managed to bag the winning goal, this coming on the 83rd minute, in new boss Jose Mourinho's first competitive game in charge of the side. Now, he's not the only new boss in the league. With Antonio Conte moving on from taking Italy to Euro 2016, he is now the boss of Chelsea. Pep Guardiola, regarded by many as the best coach in the world, well, he is now at Manchester City. Some new names to look out for: Burnley and Hull. While they return to the English top flight after a short time away, as do Middlesbrough. They'll be competing at this level for the first time since 2009. The first game in the English Premier League takes place Saturday lunchtime, local time. The Olympics obviously continue through this week and weekend. And in cricket, England versus Pakistan, the fourth test in the series, takes place starting on Thursday. And the third test between Sri Lanka and Australia, that gets underway this weekend. Well, that's the latest. My name's Andy Lawson, and I'll be back at the same time next week with more from the world of sport.
Listen Again is powered by the ultimate driving machine,
BMW.
Diplomatic and military sales for Belgium and Luxembourg.
This is Radio X.